This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about Black health and Black health disparities. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. A med student is sharing information about Black health issues on social media, and he's getting a lot of traction. His TikToks get thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of views, and some of his fans say the information is life-saving. Xavier Lopez reports.
Unlike many of us, Lauren Bovig doesn't spend her time on TikTok just endlessly scrolling. She's there to learn things. She follows botanists, foragers, people who are into science. About a year ago, Lauren was on TikTok when she saw something that made her pause. It was a video by Joelle Burvell, a medical student wearing scrubs.
I had been watching his feed, and I had seen a post that he had made about types of skin cancer that affect people with darker skin, like people of color, specifically one that affects your foot.
But here's the thing that's important for Black communities. There's a form of melanoma called acral-lentiginous melanoma. It's one of the least common types of melanoma, but the most common in African-American and Asian communities. It's typically found on the palms, on the bottom.
Lauren's mom is Black, and her dad is white. Before this video, she said she never really worried much about skin cancer.
I don't typically think about getting melanoma. Like, it's not something that's really on my mind since I never sunburn, you know.
But the TikTok worried her. She started thinking about some marks she had noticed on her own body. She had been brushing them aside as bug bites.
And after watching it, I was like, oh, you know what? I should look at my foot. And I noticed it had gotten a more mole-like appearance. And I was like, wow, I think I may actually have this. Like, I need to get that checked out.
This is exactly what the video's creator, Joelle Burvell, has in mind when making his content. He's a medical student at Washington State University with a passion for bridging health disparities and trying to provide information that is important to Black patients.
My roommates, who are also medical students, would always tease me because they could hear me in my room talking through every single iteration of my videos that I was creating from behind closed doors.
Joelle's ongoing medical training often inspires or helps with the content he makes on TikTok.
One of the series that I did when I was in my dermatology unit was just about the differences in dermatology conditions and how darker skin is often not represented in textbooks. And so I talked about that. And I think a lot of people resonate with that were medical students or physicians or nurses who said, yeah, when I was in school, I actually did not get that education about it.
Joelle says that TikTok's algorithm is part of the reason why it attracts him as a creator.
It's a long-form media that's kind of endlessly scrolling and identifies people that are in your niche. So it's really been conducive to educating people both within and outside the medical field about health disparities.
Creators on the app are often able to take advantage of the trending sounds and songs of the day to push their content out to reach wider audiences.
And I try and find ways to kind of incorporate the trends into medicine.
For this one video, Joelle used the trending audio from the song Still Don't Know My Name by Labyrinth.
Every beat, I kind of point to a different image.
Different images that show how different dermatological problems can present themselves in dark and light skin colors. By using this trending song, Joelle's video will now come across with some of the most viral videos that have used this song.
I've always been surprised by how well that does, but I think it plays into this kind of pop culture while also bringing in medicine. And so you're learning in a way that you didn't realize you would be doing. It melds naturally into an app that also you can see comedy and entertainment, but also be getting educated at the same time.
This type of cancer can be found on your palms, on the bottom of your feet, and sometimes even under your nails.
After Lauren saw Joelle's TikTok on skin cancer, she started getting worried. And eventually, she went to a dermatologist.
They took a look at it and they were like, huh, yeah, that is a pretty suspicious looking lesion. We should send you to podiatry. And so I met with them and they decided to biopsy it. And I had a small surgery. It was a borderline lesion. It turned out to be precancerous. There was a bit of confusion for a bit where it was like, possibly it's already progressed to melanoma, but it was eventually decided that it hadn't. But it definitely needed to come out, like it was heading in that direction.
Lauren says that without TikTok, the lesion could have gotten worse, turned into cancer. She felt very grateful, and she actually contacted Joel to tell him about it.
I reached out to him because I wanted him to know that he was having an impact, you know? Because even if you put that information into the world and you hope that people act on it, you don't necessarily think that within like a month or two, someone will actually see it and be like, that's me, like, thank you.
And she's very glad that she saw that video, that random day in her kitchen.
It must have been like a lucky circumstance just that I happened to see his video. But hopefully with more things like this getting airtime from people and more visibility, even if it's like through meme sites, you know, which many people pay attention to, these kinds of preventative care won't be so rare to people.
As for Joel, he's just glad that his work had an actual real impact.
I think stories like that as a medical student have been incredible. To know that the things that I'm learning in this moment, I can transfer over to social media, share them with audiences on a larger platform, and could potentially be life-saving for someone who never knew about something like that.
For The Pulse, I'm Xavier Lopez.